It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are there contaminants in your tap water? Are these dangerous? Are they approved? Is our tap water making us sick? My guest is board-certified physician's assistant, Christine Blanche. So, Christine, let's talk about water out of the tap. I know it varies in areas, in states, in towns. But tell us what the basics about tap water are and what we should look for and even ask around about where we live.
Absolutely, Melanie. I mean, you have to be very cautious about your tap water because we really genuinely don't know exactly what we're dealing with. The area locale does have to report what they find in their testing, so you can look up and Google the information on your local area, which is very important. But there definitely are contaminants in the water, such as heavy metals like lead and arsenic, cadmium. Obviously, there's varying levels in varying parts of the country, but we also have additives like fluoride that we have to be conscientious about, and all of these things can have very negative effects on the body.
So fluoride, let's start right there, because is it added in? I know we've got chlorine, fluoride. Are these things added in at the filtration system wherever each town is getting their water from?
Yes, they are.
So are they, I mean, the dentists, don't they like that we've got fluoride in our water?
The dentists may like it because it is technically the reason that they put it in is to, you know, make the teeth strong, if you will. But it really is a toxin in the body, and it is very unnecessary for our health and can be detrimental to our health to actually have it there.
Okay, so water contaminants. List some of them for us. And whether or not, I mean, these things are added into our water, are there reasons or are they something they can't filter out that were already in the water?
Well, they're coming, they can't help it, to be honest. I mean, we're dealing with things that are even raining down in forms of acid rain. So any contaminations that go into the environment, problem is that they're going to come back down. You know, gravity has a way of doing that. So, you know, you hear about acid rain, and that's basically just bringing down the toxins that are in the atmosphere, unfortunately, down into our drinking water. And there just isn't a way for them to be purifying that drinking water. You really have to depend on yourself to be able to purify it as it comes into your home. And really getting a good system that can do that is really very important.
Okay, now, so bottled water. In some cases, I've heard that bottled water is just, you know, reconstituted tap water. It's just, you know, gotten from someplace else. So what do we say about bottled water? I mean, besides the waste to the environment, which I'm really against, and I just hate it. I'd like to use a glass bottle and keep refilling it. But, you know, what do we do with all these plastic bottles, and are they better for us?
Sure. I mean, the bottled water, obviously, there's an issue with the environment as far as the waste associated. But the bigger issue is that we don't know where the water is coming from. It does come from all different parts of the world, but even some of the most cleanest places you would think of in the Caribbean and those types of things, where you really just think of it being cleaner than places like New York, for example, there's still contaminants because, you know, the jet stream, you know, just think about the air moves from place to place throughout the world, really, and you can't take for granted that it's coming from a clean place. And then there's the plastics. So unfortunately, the plastics in and of themselves are a major problem because they're leaking, you know, a chemical like BPA into the water. And you know, everybody's had that experience when they've had a bottle of water in the car that's got warm, and then they take a swig of it, and it tastes almost like petroleum. And that's a real obvious example of, ugh, I don't feel like I should be drinking this. But on a smaller scale, that's happening anytime that bottle gets warm and then cools down in your water. And you know that's happening in the transports on the way to the store and potentially on the way home from your house. And those plastics, I think, are a major risk factor for disrupting hormones, you know, in our children and in ourselves, and really creating a lot of toxicity in the body that I personally spend a lot of time in my practice working detoxifying patients. So, you know, if you don't know how to protect them from coming in, learning how to detoxify them is only half the battle.
Now you're talking plastic. What about water that comes in glass bottles?
Glass is safer. I think that glass, you know, I usually recommend all my patients put their bottle in glass, you know, get a good purified water. and put it in a glass bottle, or steel is another option. But you really have to be careful about the plastics that you're drinking from, because I think they're a major source of problems.
What about so distilled? You know, we look at, like, when you have a little baby and you're feeding them formula and you go and you buy those baby distilled water, and they're still in plastic unless you can find them in something else. Is
sure.
there what? Tell us a little bit about the words, you know, distilled, and what do those mean?
Distilled water is a way of processing water, and, you know, the problem, the biggest problem with distilled water is that you're pulling out all of the good nutrients as well as the bad stuff. So you're going to be pulling out minerals, so it's mineral-devoid water that you're drinking, which isn't ideal, because if your body's not getting minerals, it's going to pull them from elsewhere in your body, like your bones. And it's, you know, you really want to have water that, you know, you're purifying, so you're getting out all the toxins that are in the environment. But then you're, you know, if you can get a system that is putting the minerals back in, you're going to be getting the best of both worlds. Like, I used the Pure 2O system, and it took me a really long time to find something that would put the minerals back in, but that would purify the water. And I think that that's very important, especially in children, because you really want them to be getting all the minerals in with their water.
Now, okay, you know, because water filtration systems have been out there, and they've been marketed almost, Christine, as if, you know, a marketing pyramid. And people are very, you know, and vacuum cleaners were for a while. People are very suspicious of
Absolutely.
Water filtration systems now, and the way that they're marketed and sold. So how do you know if one is a decent water filtration system? Should we all be having a little water filter on our tap water?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's an issue, and I think people should be skeptical, because there's a lot of stuff on the market, and really become educated in consumers and do their homework, because, you know, it took me a long time to find one that I was comfortable using in my family. And I think that, you know, you have to find one that's really genuinely going to purify. So the little filtration system that's on your refrigerator, that's on the sink, chances are it's not going to do the job. You really want to have one that's going to purify the water, that's going to guarantee you that it's able to take out the heavy metals, and that it's going to, you know, ideally, the one I use has an alkalinizer, so it gets the water to be alkalinized, which, and puts the ions back in, those minerals, so it sort of gives you health benefits as well, because everything we do in our environment is acidic, you know, everything, stress is acidic, and the food is acidic. So you're constantly striving. My specialty is preventative medicine, so you're constantly striving to get people to do anything they can to bring that balance back into their body so that they don't have disease. And that's something you want to be cautious about. I even have patients that, you know, paid for a big fancy system on their home, and the system itself was actually causing the problem, because it was bringing the water pH down to a pH of 5, which is almost like an acid. And that was making the acidity, was actually making the lead leach from the pipes in their own home. So I do caution people to really do their homework, you know, get educated on the system that you're about to purchase, because it is an investment, but if you get the right one, it can be the best investment you make in your family's health. It really can be.
In the last 20 seconds here, just tell us, do you need, if you have a well, or do you need them on your shower? Do you need filters on your showers? Is the water coming down on your head and body the same as what you're ingesting?
It is. The skin is the biggest organ in the body. And, you know, all my cancer patients, I really insist they get, you know, shower filters or a system that filters the whole home. And for people preventing that, it's really, really important, because you absorb it right in through your skin. So in an ideal world, all the water in your home is purified, even the water that you're showering in.
Well, that is great advice. We have to look at our tap water. You know, you can find out what is in your tap water and the parts per minerals, what's going on. You just have to go to your town. You can go to your village hall and find out. It's all about staying healthy right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.